At the December 17th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Certified Public Accountant, or CPA, Greg Gibbs of the Arnett Carbis Toothman firm presented to the commissioners a hospital expansion financial feasibility study prepared by that firm on behalf of Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, or PMH. Gibbs explained that PMH is exploring financing a $7.5 million construction expansion project which would allow them to increase services offered at the hospital. He explained that the study shows that the option of expanding the hospital to add additional services in areas such as physical and occupational therapy, behavioral health, cardiopulmonary, nuclear medicine, and an operating room for surgical procedures will likely result in a continued growth in the hospital's finances, while remaining stagnant with just the existing services will likely result in a worsening financial outlook for PMH over time, which could ultimately force it to close. To emphasize this, Gibbs said that, quote, "the worst thing a small rural hospital can do is to do nothing," unquote. Gibbs said that financing the $7.5 million construction through the USDA or other government agency would result in an approximate $50,000 a month finance charge. But this is very doable for PMH. However, it would be even more workable if additional revenues through fundraising could reduce that amount. Gibbs said that to move forward, they needed the approval of the county commission to seek the loan. However, Commissioner Helmick said that while he agrees that this sounds like it could be a good move for PMH, he would want to see Gibbs' company do an additional population demographic study that would support the optimistic predictions of this feasibility study before the commission approves any loan applications. Gibbs said this can be done quickly, and the commissioners all concurred with getting that study before proceeding with any approvals. Also at this meeting, the commissioners heard from Alice Arbuckle, who wants the commissioners to consider clarifying the dog ordinance animal waste removal requirements. They approved the governor's proclamation declaring Christmas Eve as a holiday and therefore adopting it as a Pocahontas County employee holiday as well. They received an update on preserving Pocahontas from B.J. Goodmanson, in which she handed out a pamphlet detailing the 15 stops on the new Marlinton Historic Walking Tour, which will officially begin in the spring. They awarded a county government gasoline bid to Woodford Oil at the Marathon rack rate on the day of pickup, plus 15 cents per gallon. They received an update from Cynthia Guerrero of the Pocahontas Arts Council, in which she said they brought a traditional art ink, Pokeberry ink, to county school students to create art. They helped the Arts in the Park program and conducted the 28th annual Pioneer Days Art Contest. She also provided photographs of their activities, which can be seen on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. The commissioners advised Benjamin Lukasik that he will be eligible to file for his 2021 homestead exemption anytime after January 1st of 2020. They approved farmland protection conservation easements for Shannon Hanley and Kevin Underwood, and they set the dates for the 2020 Board of Review and Equalization hearings as January 31st, February 4th, February 10th, February 14th, and February 18th. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.